I saw a bumper sticker recently that read, "We all live downstream." But in Humboldt County, that's not quite true. Most outdoor marijuana farms are upstream, and most cattle ranches and dairies are downstream. The implications of this imbalance, especially during a drought, are huge.
The way the system is set up is it's easiest to regulate the already regulated.
Jeff Stackhouse is a livestock and natural resources advisor for the UC Cooperative Extension in Humboldt and Del Norte counties.
The problem with that system is the people that are taking water illegally are not on paper, and they should be the first to have the water shut off. Those who have reported use, their information, their address, their phone number, their names are in the system. You really have folks that are trying to make an honest living that are getting the short end of the stick because they did it right from the beginning.
There's nothing fair about it as far as I'm concerned.
Gary Belly manages a herd of 130 heifers just a couple miles shy of the ocean. If he sounds frustrated, it's because he is. He's always paid his water permits. He estimates his source creek is running just 50% of normal, and it's only mid-July. Each of his cows still drinks about 20 to 30 gallons of water a day, and he needs to irrigate his pastures for feed to the tune of about 10,000 gallons a day. Cows are one of the most water-intensive commodities in agriculture.
If Fish and Game or water quality would leave me alone, I could use this water and do one small field at a time and maintain. But if they cut me off entirely, then I can't do anything.
And Gary Belly did get cut off just a week after I spoke with him. He's a more recent or so-called junior water rights holder. The senior water right holders have priority. So when he looks upstream and sees new pot grows taking water illegally, he doesn't mince words.
Enforce the law. It's against the law. Go out there and get rid of them. There's too much money involved.
Blaming illegal marijuana grows for water and other environmental problems seems popular these days. Brad Job is a Humboldt-based civil engineer who used to evaluate grows for the Bureau of Land Management. He says it's important to put them in a historical context.
There is definitely a significant water quality impact from marijuana cultivation, but it would not be so magnified if it hadn't been preceded by 150 years of marginally bad land management practices, from, you know, overgrazing to clear-cut logging to fire suppression to climate change. All of these things have really reduced the abundance of water in the watershed. And then the marijuana diversions on top of that is kind of, you know, magnifies the impact of the marijuana cultivation sites.
Brad Job's colleague Colin Hughes agrees and says water quality is just as pressing an issue as water quantity. He wonders how, in a black market, you can regulate the unregulated.
Well, the State Water Resources Control Board has admitted that 90% of the known diversions are currently not in compliance. So you can imagine how many unknown diversions there are out here in the hills.
The facts about the scale and sustainability of area pot grows remain difficult to pinpoint. Several pot growers approached to contribute to this story refused. Of those people who would speak to me, most agreed that all water users need to be accountable for their impact on the ecosystem. Michael Joyce, JPR News, Humboldt County.